In general, we've been following the approach, and we're talking about the mitzvahs, the different mitzvahs we've been talking about. We used our five questions, the who, the what, the where, etc., to explain the mitzvah. The first is we have to explain what exactly is this mitzvah stuck of, what is the chiyuv which are on a person, what are the chiyuv which are on a person to do, to give stakah. Let's talk about the amount that a person has to give. The Shulchan Aruch says that gives us three levels of giving stakah, the way he puts it. There are three different levels of giving stakah. There's the minimal amount, there's the medium, and then there's the preferred amount as he presents it. He says the minimal amount is every person, even a person who himself is receiving charity. A person is receiving charity himself also has a mitzvah to give stakah. He has to give an amount which the Aruch HaShulchan calculates out. If a person would give a pruta every day of the weekdays of the year, not Shabbos and not Yom Tov, he'd be giving that amount. So he gives basically one pruta per day. Pruta is a minimal amount, depending on how much it's tied to the silver. Let's call for argument's sake, it's 5 cents a day. So he's giving 5 cents a day over the year. He said it's 256 days times five. So that would be the amount. It's $13 a year. $13 a year that he's going to be giving. That's the amount that he has to give. That's the minimal amount that every person has to be able to give that amount of money to stakah. The second amount, the Shulchan Aruch says, which is the middle approach, is called miser. A person takes one tenth of his income minus certain things which are not calculated into the income. We'll talk about what those things are. What's considered income regards to the lachos of miser? Not everything you make is considered income regards to the lachos of miser. You're allowed to deduct those before you calculate your income and to subtract miser. Your person will give one tenth over the year, one tenth of that money suits stakah. That's the middle approach of stakah. Shulchan Aruch says that the preferred approach to stakah is to give one fifth of your income over the year to stakah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That is the preferred way to give stakah is not meiser but chaimish. It's interesting that the Rambam and the Grof follows that they hold that it's not preferred, but it's actually halacha. The person is mechuyev to give. Person is mechuyev to give chaimish. The Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Avos Chesed adds a caveat to this halacha of the Gra and the Rambam. It's referring to when there's a niyam which have a need. We'll discuss the halacha is there's a concept in halacha known as a niyam lefanav. If you have a niyam which are in front of you, and there's somebody who's there who has the need, and you've given your meiser for the year already, so I'm potter. I gave my stakah for the year, but there's an ani here, and if I would give more, I would give up to chaimish, I'd be able to give him money. I would have a chiyuv to give him. As long as there are niyam which have a need, so then I have a chiyuv to keep giving up to a chaimish. And that's how the Gra paskin and the Rambam. There's a question that the Birkei Yosef says that even though that's true that they paskin, the Shulchan Aruch does not paskin like that, and holds that's not a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv to keep giving up to chaimish. It's only preferred. There's one other halacha that the Ramah adds, which is called that you can't. Return a person, a Yoshev Dach Nichlom, a person who's an Ani, and he's coming to ask for something, you can't ignore him. So if a person comes on his own, not that there's a letter, if a person comes on his own, the actual, and not, he sent the Shliach, but the person himself comes to you, you cannot ignore him. If you have any money in your pocket, you must give him something. You can give the heavy, you cannot ignore a person who's embarrassed himself to come and make the request. You cannot ignore him and not give him something. And that's even after you fulfilled already your obligation of the Meister for the year. Well, it's already October, I finished my Meister for the year. So anyone knocks on the door and says, I'm sorry, I don't have any money. I can't do that. I have to give him something. Again, it's not talking about a person who's a shliach, not talking about a person, not someone who's coming for organization. A person's coming for his own personal needs, which are considered stakah. You have to give him something. You cannot ignore his request. So those are the three shiurim which we mentioned. And besides that, there's another halacha called al yoshev dach nichlam. I think Yaakov Baruch has an announcement he'd like to make.